This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Lori Coates, the founder of the Quick Tape Foot Support Strap, designed by Coates and her son Chris. Quick Tape simplifies foot taping to provide optimal arch support and pain relief in a single, easy-to-use strap. Lori, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You bet, and great to have you out, and looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, tell us, what exactly is plantar fasciitis? What causes it, and are certain people more prone to it than others?
Well, plantar fasciitis is inflammation and tearing to the thick ligament, tendon, and connective tissue called the fascia that runs along the bottom of the foot from the heel to the base of the toes. Pain typically begins at the heel and can be felt most of the time when stepping out of bed in the morning, as well as during the daily activity. There are many reasons we get foot pain, and plantar fasciitis is more common in people who participate in activities that place a high level of stress on the foot, such as marathon running, hiking, or frequent participation in team sports, or who have a job that requires a lot of standing. Wearing unsupportive shoes or flip-flops can also strain plantar fascia, and lead to pain and inflammation. Also, as we age, our arches start to fall and our feet pronate inward, causing extra stress to the fascia, tendon, bones, and ligaments.
Now, Lori, why is plantar fasciitis so notoriously hard to treat?
Well, our feet have one of the hardest jobs to do. We rely on them for almost everything we do in daily life, from working to shopping to exercise or to simply getting just, you know, going across the street. It's really difficult to take several weeks of our time to rest our feet, especially if we have really busy lives. With each and every step we take, the fascia tendon becomes more aggravated and continues to tear, which prevents the healing process. That's why simply taking time off of running or sports really takes care of the issue, because you're still using your feet throughout the day.
Now, Lori, also, what treatment methods are currently available for plantar fasciitis, and how well do they work?
Well, first see your podiatrist for a proper diagnosis of your foot pain. You really need to know what to treat before treatment can be effective. Custom orthotics can be made. However, these are very expensive, costing several hundred dollars, and it might take several months of wearing them before they start to help reduce the pain. Icing your feet several times a day can help temporarily ease the pain, but it can also be somewhat inconvenient. I mean, how many of us are able to take our shoes off at work and put an ice pack on our feet? Also, icing does not help correct the structural issues. Night splints, which hold the foot in a flexed position while you sleep, can help keep the Achilles tendon and the plantar fascia stretched out and reduce that first step in the morning pain. However, these can be very uncomfortable and aren't necessarily effective for everyone. There's physical therapy. It can also help. But if you're very active, this may not be effective enough without staying off your feet for several weeks. Cortisone shots can help reduce the pain and inflammation better than icing, but this too is temporary. A major drawback of cortisone is that it can weaken tissues in the area where it's injected, leading to more weakness and tearing in the fascia and other parts of the foot. Now, taping the foot with athletic tape is one of the more effective treatments. If done correctly, supports the arch and takes pressure off the tendon, allowing it to begin healing. However, applying athletic tape correctly often proves to be very difficult and time-consuming. The tape needs to be replaced every other day to remain effective. Because of this, patients often abandon the process before the tendon has a chance to heal. So Quick Tape has been the easiest and most effective of all treatments. Like athletic taping, Quick Tape provides continual arch support that allows the plantar fascia to begin healing while also relieving the pain, allowing you to go about your daily or your day in a great in a greater form of comfort. The advantage of Quick Tape is that it's much easier to apply than an athletic tape. It's just one pre-cut piece that you apply to the clean foot every 4 to 7 days. Just wear them continually for 6 to 8 weeks or until the pain's gone. You can shower, work, and play sports while wearing it, and it fits really easily into any type of shoe. So it's much easier than athletic taping, more effective than icing, and more cost-effective than orthotics or physical therapy, and much safer than cortisone shots.
That certainly is a huge plus and bonus right there today. We are with Lori Coase, the founder of the Quick Tape Foot Support Strap that simplifies foot taping to provide optimal arch support and pain relief in a single, easy-to-use strap here on eHealth Radio's Foot Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Lori, what can someone do to prevent plantar fasciitis?
So take a few minutes each day to massage your feet and stretch your feet and your calves daily. This helps loosen up the tissues and increase flexibility, which can help prevent tension and stress that leads to tearing. Wear supportive shoes with a low heel, which allows the foot to move through its normal range of motion. High heels can stress the plantar fascia and cause tendons to shorten. So wear Quick Tape when you're running marathons or during other heavy activity to support the arch and help prevent stress and injury. We have a lot of our customers who are former plantar fasciitis sufferers who used Quick Tape to heal, and now they just use it as a preventative device. They'll apply it like before a heavy training session or competition and then leave it on for a few days afterward. There's a number of good suggestions on our website at supportthefoot.com. We are also in the process of creating strengthening exercises for foot health and pain prevention, so stay tuned on our website for these new ideas and developments.
And of course, Lori, tell us, how does the Quick Tape strap work? Get into some of those details.
Okay. Well, Quick Tape is really unique because unlike almost every plantar fasciitis product out there, Quick Tape does not stretch. This, plus our patented shape, which wraps comfortably around the foot and adds support at the optimal point in the arch, are really what makes it work so well. Quick Tape is a large adhesive bandage it's latex-free and hypoallergenic. It holds the ball of the foot and the heel together so that when you step down on your foot, it does not allow the arch to drop. Therefore, the fascia tendon gets the slack or the rest it needs to heal. So each Quick Tape strap lasts up to a week, depending on your body type and activity level. If we wear it 24/7 for 6 to 8 weeks, it will reduce inflammation and allow the tendon to heal. The bonus is that it is not necessary to stop your daily activities because Quick Tape is supporting your arch and letting it rest as needed. You can continue your normal daily routine while wearing Quick Tape with any type of shoe, orthotics, or compression socks.
Well, Lori, it certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks for your invention. And also thank you for introducing Quick Tape Foot Support Strap to the listening audience, certainly simplifying foot taping to provide that optimal arch support that folks would look for, also giving you that pain relief. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, just check us out on our website at www.supportthefoot.com. You can read all about us and all of our suggestions and ideas for helping your foot pain. And we've had such good success with it that we have hundreds of doctors, podiatrists that carry our product in their clinics now who are helping lots and lots of people.
And that certainly does say a lot right there. Again, Lori, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Lori Coase, the founder of the Quick Tape Foot Support Strap that simplifies foot taping to provide optimal arch support and pain relief in a single, easy-to-use strap. And for all the details, visit supportthefoot.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.